Hello, everyone. Megan here, host of the Marketing Cloudcast. This is a podcast by Salesforce where we talk with marketers all about trends and tactics that can help us all be better marketers. Today's episode is going to be a little special, and I wanted to bring you all up to date on the show. So, this is my last episode with you all. I'll be leaving the Salesforce Ohana and passing the baton off to our next co-host. Now, of course, I'm so sad to leave you all, and this has been an incredible journey, but I'm also excited for this new adventure ahead and also excited for this next phase of the podcast. Now, as I have reflected on my time here at Salesforce and hosting this podcast, I thought it would be fun to share some of my learnings from interviewing over 100 marketers on the show and also pay tribute to some of the incredible marketing leaders that I've had the pleasure of working with over the past 6.5 years. Now, I won't take up too much of your time reflecting on the past, but I did think it was important to share some of my learnings, and I also want you to enjoy my last interview where I bring on Douglas Burdett. He is the host of the Marketing Book Podcast, and Douglas has interviewed over 300 authors while hosting his podcast, a lot of which he's recommended we bring on the show, like Angelina Jaspers or Thomas Barta, to name a few. And you also may recognize the name because we've had him on the show quite a few times now, and he's always a pleasure to catch up with. So by the end of this episode, you'll definitely have a few books that you'll want to add to your wish list. And be sure to stay tuned for the end of the episode where I bring on Tina, and she'll talk about the next phase of the Marketing Cloudcast and even tease out who our co-host will be to join her. All right, it's time to get into the podcast highlights over the past 3 years. And I would be remiss if I didn't start out by thanking Heike Young, you know, our podcast mom and champion for the podcast. If you don't know Heike Young, make sure you check her out on Twitter and LinkedIn. I was so honored when she gave us the privilege to take on this podcast in 2017 and give us this platform where we can continue the journey that she started. And I've learned so many techniques, like how you can record in a closet with a blanket over your head, and equipment suggestions, and just she's been an overall help and great mentor as we've really dedicated a lot of our time to this show. And of course, Tina Razul, Sachin Shinolakar, and Connor Wegman, who have helped bring the show to life each and every week. So I thank you all for your help. So with that, just some highlights here. Some of my favorite episodes have been when we dive into a particular industry. So most notably, I thought it was very interesting to learn about the health and life sciences industry. We brought on Rahul Kak, who runs behavior change marketing at CVS Health. And I just thought it was so interesting to see how he looks at data in a very unique way. So he is working on educating people based on their healthcare and their conditions, and hopefully change their behavior. So it's kind of a little bit of marketing, a little bit of education, which I think is a really interesting way to think about it. But very interesting how he brings in data to power all of this. So if you want to tune in, it's in the Moment Makers series called You've Got the Data, Now What? Another notable episode was actually one of our first episodes. It was all around social media marketing. And quite frankly, this is a discipline that I'm just not very familiar with. I wasn't before I brought in our guest. So we had Meg Connolly come in. She's a social media consultant. And I loved hearing her stories, whether it's from her experience managing Pope Francis's social media accounts as he came to the US, or she also talked about a story with this company called Rainbow Bagels that went viral. Just so many little nuggets that she shared with us that was interesting to see how a social media consultant goes about their day. So to tune into that episode, it's called The Day-to-Day Life of a Social Media Consultant. And then the last one I want to highlight, I gotta give a shout out to Ben Higgins. I mean, it was so great to hear from Ben and just hear how he's moved from bachelor stardom to building his own brand. This episode is called Building a Coffee Brand from the Ground Up. Get it? Like ground up? Okay. But one notable piece that I loved how he discussed is how you can't fake authenticity. And he talked about how you need to be true to yourself and true to your brand and just the idea of having a purpose-driven brand. And I love how he gives back to the individuals in each of these communities that he is purchasing the beans from. And it's just such an interesting concept that, you know, he started, again, from the ground up, just with a goal in mind and with a passion. So just some highlights. I wish I could talk about all of the episodes and all of these amazing guests, but for sake of time, let's move on to some lessons learned from my time here at Salesforce. So a couple of notable marketing leaders that I've had a pleasure of working with over the years and lessons that I've learned that hopefully can help you if you're in a marketing role wherever you are. So the first one is all about PowerPoint. You gotta love PowerPoint if you're in product marketing. And this tip came from Bobby Jania. And what he taught me was to just please spend time making sure your decks are polished, they are consistent, you aren't doubling in lines, you're keeping it very concise and clean, you're not overloading the slides, you're making sure that the images are aligned in the bezels, and just a clean, polished deck will take you pretty far in product marketing. So thank you to Bobby. Then I want to talk about a quote from Blake Miller. So what he's always shared with me whenever I'm working on a project is, so what, who cares? So he'll ask me that with, for example, a video. So what, who cares? And that helps me to bring the most impactful benefits and our differentiators to the top of the video to make sure it's very clear and concise again of what we're trying to portray to our audience. So what, who cares? Thank you, Blake Miller. The next lesson learned comes from Eric Stahl. So as a product marketer, if you can't draw a line from what you're doing, whether it's a podcast or videos or presentations or a website copy, if you can't draw a line from that to a goal like awareness or leads or pipeline or sales, then you probably are working on the wrong thing. So just something to refocus yourself as you're going through and making your maybe 2021 plans. But great advice from Eric Stahl. We actually had him on an episode to talk about product marketing, and that episode is called Product Marketing Demystified. It's actually one of our highest performing episodes. So thank you, Eric, for being on the show. All right, next, I want to give a shout out to Tom Hasselman. And what he shared with me is, again, that clear and concise messaging. And not only with blog headlines and web pages and all of that fun stuff, but Tom is a guru when it comes to internal marketing. So marketing ourselves, our teams, to our sales teams, making them aware of all of the goodness that our teams are creating and making sure it's clear, concise, and to the point, but also easy to consume. You know, sales teams are typically overwhelmed with so much content. They want to know what they need right now, something that'll help them in the moment. So definitely something I've learned from Tom Hasselman. Also, he knows a great scotch. Now, next, Rob Begg and Christy Poulos have been amazing of just helping me understand the go-to-market side of product marketing, but also just understanding that in marketing, we're not putting out actual fires. You know, we always joke like, oh, we're putting out a fire today if something's very stressful and there's like a busy time of the year, right? But at the end of the day, there is no such thing as a marketing emergency. And they always say that to our team. And it's been something that has stuck with me to build that work-life balance and just to put everything back into perspective. So huge shout out to Rob and Christy. Now, this sixth lesson learned here is to have fun. Now, having fun is important because your job is a big part of your life. If you aren't having fun, then you're probably not enjoying yourself. So have fun. And if you have a creative idea, try it out. So some of our most creative juices here at Salesforce have come from Press Maxon. So anything you see that's fun and catchy probably came from Press. So thank you for your passion and your creativity. It's been a pleasure learning from you. And then my last and final piece of lessons learned at Salesforce is to find yourself a hype crew. Now, Megan York, Kelsey Jones, and Megan Reynolds, I'd say are the three most hype crew people you could ever have. So these are the people who are there to celebrate your wins, but also to vent with you when you've had a bad day. They're there to pick you back up, or they're there to give you honest feedback on maybe a project that you're working on. But at the end of the day, it's all about celebrating each other and also some awesome lady bosses out there. So I'd highly recommend having a hype crew. Now, I'm going to transition here from lessons learned of my time here at Salesforce into my last interview with this podcast. It was a pleasure bringing on Douglas Burdett. He is such a goofball and I love talking with him. Like I said earlier, he's interviewed over 300 authors. So if you ever have a topic that you're particularly interested in learning more about and you're a reader, reach out to Douglas Burdett, whether it's on LinkedIn or Twitter, what have you, and let him know the topic you're looking for and he can give you a recommendation. And Douglas has been, you know, a great partner to us over the years. He's helped us bring on some great guests onto the Cloudcast and wanted to share with you five books in particular that you're going to want to add to your wish list in 2021. So without further ado, here is my interview with Douglas Burdett.
We have Douglas Burdett here. He is the host of the Marketing Book Podcast. And Doug, we had just chatted, but you said you've done, 300 episodes so far?
Yes, this year in 2020, I passed the 300 episode mark. And so each of those episodes is with the author of a new marketing or sales book. I started in almost 6 years ago, January of 2015.
Man, and yeah, maybe tell our audience just why you decided to start this podcast. I know you love reading and love learning, but would love to hear just why the Marketing Book Podcast.
Well, there's nothing else to do. No, I'm kidding. I came from an advertising background. I'd worked at these big agencies in New York, and the firm I started years ago was very much about advertising, and all of that started to change. And I started to feel more and more irrelevant and clueless, more so than I normally am. And I never liked that. I started to feel like I was a dinosaur. So I went back to, I picked up reading a lot of books because I was trying to figure out where is all this going? Because advertising, Megan, if advertising still worked really well, I'd still be doing that. And I stumbled upon David Meerman Scott's first edition of The New Rules of Marketing and PR. And I really felt like I had a second bite at the career apple. And I saw where things were going and how things were changing. And I kept reading lots of books, and I love listening to podcasts, particularly marketing podcasts, and I realized that I most enjoyed listening to authors talk about their books. So I guess you could say I sort of started the podcast I wanted to listen to. And so I started, and I saw marketingbookpodcast.com was available, so I took that as a sign from on high. And I had met some of these authors, and I interviewed them, and then it was about the 10th episode in when I realized I was actually going to need to read each book before each interview. So it was kind of like taking the wrong exit on the interstate, realizing it's going to be 20 minutes before you can turn around again. But it's been good for me and I've loved it. And it's really, really satisfying knowing that people are listening to the podcast and I'm able to help them. And I get, people connect with me on LinkedIn from all over the world and they're always asking me questions about, you know, what's a book I should read about this or that or just any other things I can help them with. And it never takes very much time. So it's really the most fun thing I get to do at work. And I just kept doing it.
And I'm sure, I mean, for me, like getting to meet people like you has been fun and getting to hear their stories. So I'd imagine you kind of have that personal connection with a lot of your guests as well and getting to know them and getting to know the story they have to tell is always something interesting.
Absolutely. It's so exciting for me to be able to read a book and then talk to the author. So mm-hmm. I only hope that people get at least some of it out of it that I get out, because I get so much out of it. It's almost like professional development is performance art. And I have such respect and reverence and awe for people who write these books. I haven't written a book. I don't know that I will. I'm too busy reading them, obviously. But
I think you should write a book about all the interviews that you've had.
Yeah.
I'll manifest it. 2021. I'm just going to say it and it'll happen.
Oh, no.
But yes, like you said, guys, you know, if you do have an interest in a particular topic, just reach out on LinkedIn. I know you've helped me try to find some great marketers out there that we've actually brought on our show. And this is going to be a fun part two with you. So for listeners who have been around a while, we had you on, I guess it was 2 years ago. And we talked about his top books and things that he would recommend. We had the best titles and things. So we made it a little fun. So definitely go check out that episode if you haven't already. But then today I brought Douglas back on. We can call him Doug or Dougie Fresh. He said I can make up a nickname for him.
Or Book Boy. Yes. Anything Book that works boy. For you. Right.
Yeah. But it's been great keeping in touch with you. And I think what I'd love to do in this episode is talk about your top books of 2020. And we have a couple of categories just to make it a little fun and get the conversation started. But are you up for this challenge, Douglas?
Yes. And actually, I thank you for these categories, because to say the top book, it's really not fair, because I like all the books that have been on the show in the year 2020.
Yeah. You can't play favorites. So any way I can make your life easier.
Thank you.
All right. So the first one is all around the quickest read. And the reason I want to ask about this is, you know, with everything going on, sometimes people don't have time to sit and read a 500 page book, right? But I think there are definitely some books out there, and I bet you have an answer, that are short and sweet, but also have a punch, you know, that give you that really awesome information. So quickest read, any favorites?
Well, first off, I should say that when I get a shorter book, I always know, I have a sense it's always going to be better, because it's so much more difficult to write a short book. So this year I've had some books that were 360, 400 pages. The quickest read is a very interesting question. And the book is Create Togetherness by Jeff Davis. It's Create Togetherness, Transform Sales and Marketing to Exceed Modern Buyers' Expectations and Increase Revenue. Now, it's the quickest read because he wrote it so that it would be a quick read. And here's what I mean by that. For sales and marketing alignment, which is a topic I know a lot of your listeners are interested in and struggle with, and you know, a lot, everybody in marketing and sales are keen to this, he wrote this book so that it could be given to a CEO and they could read it on a flight.
I like that.
So there was a lot more that he could have talked about, but he kept it to like 100 pages, and so it was very carefully written, and it was all about how best to align sales and marketing. And he's been very successful in helping companies do that. And there's some deal breakers early in the process where he's going to be able to tell if they're going to be successful or not. And now one of the things he does is he gives them the book and to make sure that, you know, they're ready to go through, you know, what has changed. It's a transformation. So Create Togetherness by Jeff Davis was a very quick read, and it's a terrific book. Great topic too.
Yeah. I think that's something that everyone's trying to do, especially that people are starting to move in this remote environment where the togetherness is even harder because we have the limitations of not being in the same room. So good timing.
Yeah, you have to be even more intentional about it. But you know, the reason why you want to try to align your sales and marketing, and again, it's like so many things in these books that are on my show, you don't have to be perfect at this. You just have to be, you know, just try it and get a little bit better, and you'll start seeing results right away. But companies that have better sales and marketing alignment generally, well, there's some studies that show they have a higher profitability and faster growth.
Okay. So quickest read, got it. Now let's go with favorite quote. And I think this is interesting. I know you sometimes will post on LinkedIn or on your show and like circle your favorite quote or post on Twitter or whatnot, but I'm sure you have some favorites out there that really resonated with you, or maybe was something that clicked. But any favorite quote from 2020 out of all of the books you've read?
Yes, and I should clarify that when I post pictures from books where I've written something in the book, I post that on LinkedIn. It's actually jokes I'm telling myself while I'm reading the book. So in other words, it doesn't take away from what the author, but it's just something that that I, it's like a wisecrack I'm saying to the author that the author doesn't know about. But then
I love it.
Later the author finds out that I put it on LinkedIn. So there are a lot of great quotes. I mean, what's better for finding great quotes than reading all these books? But here's my favorite one. And I say this because I actually used this in a presentation to an organization in Detroit just last week. Nobody cares about your products and services except you.
Man, what a, that hurts.
Nobody cares about your products and services except you. Well, that's so important for marketers and salespeople to understand. And it's David Meerman Scott, who I already mentioned, who says that a lot, and he says it in his books. And I mentioned the New Rules of Marketing and PR. So he was the very first guest I ever interviewed. And so he's been a longtime supporter of the show, and it just I was so honored to be able to. His book is one of two in my working life that's had the biggest impact. And so I interviewed him actually this year about the seventh edition of his book, which is The New Rules of Marketing and PR. And then he always changes the subtitle. It's The New Rules of Marketing and PR, How to Use Content Marketing, Podcasting, Social Media, AI, Live Video, and Newsjacking to Reach Buyers Directly.
Well, cool. Well, let's keep moving on here. So next, we got the catchiest title. We talked about a title earlier. We talked about how subtitles are important, but this has to be the catchiest title, have a good hook, get you drawn in. So anything that comes to mind for catchiest title.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did I lose you?
I'm kidding. Oh. That's the name of the book.
Good.
The name of the book is Can You Hear Me? How to Connect with People in a Virtual World by Nick Morgan. This book was written in 2018, actually, and it's published by Harvard Business Review Press. And I got an email from my contact at Harvard Business Review, and they said, hey, here's some books, you know, it's sort of like a newsletter. And I saw that, and it was right after we went into the lockdown. So it might have been March or maybe early April. And I said, I am moving every author back a week. I have got to interview Nick Morgan immediately. And it was it's a brilliant, brilliant book and really one of the best interviews I've done. And he's actually a speaking coach too. In fact, David Meerman Scott is one of his clients, but he's a writer and a speaker. And the book talks about how we can't get away from this virtual world. It's going to be part of it forever. But he's very clear saying that virtual communication is just not as good as person to person. And stop thinking that it is. Mm-hmm. So the first part of the book, he explains the real limitations of having virtual communication. Even if you can, you know, like on the telephone, or even if you're on a screen, there's still so much that is kept from our normal way of communicating. In other words, when you're speaking with someone directly, your brain is set up very nicely to read their eyes and their facial expressions and their body language. And almost all of that is stripped out of virtual communication. As a matter of fact, I didn't know this, but the audio you hear when you are speaking with someone is much richer, and your brain uses a lot more cues about someone's voice and tone. And when it's virtual, it strips out a lot of the range of audio too. So he explains that, you know, it's a problem. But then the second half of the book, he shows you some of the things you need to do, because it's not going away. But in other words, things you have to work extra hard at. For instance, let's say you're having a Zoom call with a group of people. You need to know what their names are, and you have to be much more proactive about calling on them and getting their opinions.
Yeah, I've seen that too, like with panels or even on when we have multiple guests on the show, like you have to very much call names out so that they can articulate, okay, who knows, who is an expert and why, like how are they connected? The next category is the book that you must read in 2021.
And the book is called Myths of Marketing: Banish the Misconceptions and Become a Great Marketer by Grant Leboff. And it was terrific. And it was another great interview. And the book just excited me because I think it was 26 chapters. He picked, he probably had 75, but he picked 26 for the book.
Narrowed it down.
And I just thought, I'm not the only one that's having to deal with this.
You didn't feel alone. I love it. That sounds like a good book. And then, like, out of the 26 myths, is there any myth that stood out to you?
Oh, gosh. They were all...
I know you memorized all 26, right?
All 26. Yeah. You know... I'll tell you one that I thought was rather brave of the author. It was one of the last ones. And it was about this. Now, this is controversial, okay? So,
okay.
All you listeners, keep your eyes on the road here. But this issue of purpose-driven marketing. So he talks, and I think it's a misunderstanding a lot of people have what is meant by purpose-driven marketing. But there's a myth. He argues there's a myth that you have to have a purpose. You know, some higher purpose. And a lot of, there are companies that do, and it works really well, but they had a higher purpose anyway. They didn't do it for a marketing purpose necessarily. Mm-hmm. And he gave a lot of examples. One of them, this website called Amazon.
I've heard of it.
He said, you know, that they're not purpose-driven. They're extremely successful. And he showed example after example of companies that aren't necessarily purpose-driven. Now, that's not to say you shouldn't do it, but his point in his book is, don't feel like you're destined for failure if you don't have this purpose-driven marketing approach nailed down. So I thought he was rather brave to talk about that. And there are people that have written entire books about it, good books. But that was an example of one. And marketing is all about promotion, you know, just getting the word out. So it was. I wish more people that I run into would read that book. I really thought that was a very interesting approach. And it's part of a series of books that Kogan Page is publishing called Myths. So they had the Myths of Social Media by Michelle Carville. And that was also an excellent book. I loved it. But Myths of Marketing was even broader. And I only got to pick one book.
Yeah, I only gave you one.
Megan's podcast, Megan's Rules, you know.
Okay. Any new authors that we need to be on the lookout for leading into next year and beyond?
Let me mention one, and I'm not doing this because this is a Salesforce podcast, but Matthew Sweezy is one of your fellow employees. Have you ever met him?
Yes. Well, not in person, but yes, we've had him on the show. He's awesome. Yeah.
But he had this book called The Context Marketing Revolution, How to Motivate Buyers in the Age of Infinite Media. The Context Marketing Revolution, and it really was good. It was that's also from Harvard Business Review Press, and it was extremely well written. And the interview was terrific. And I would just, and I see on like LinkedIn, he's always sharing these research reports and presentations that he's making. I mean, a real thought leader. And if someone were to say, hey, Matthew's got another book, I would say clear the decks. And there's authors like that. There are authors that I've had on before where I just say, you know what, just sign me up for whatever they're publishing. I'll give you an example. One that wasn't on the show this year is Ryan Holiday. He's written Ego is the Enemy and The Obstacle is the Way and Trust Me, I'm Lying and lots of New York Times bestsellers. And he's one like Daniel Pink or something like that. Some of these really established authors or the Heath brothers, where you could just say to Amazon, look, whatever they publish, just send it because it's going to be good. Aww. So I would say Matthew's early on in his book writing career, but I would hope that that wouldn't be his last one.
Oh, well, that warms my heart. And I agree. He's an all-star, somebody to watch out for and someone to follow if you guys don't follow him already.
Definitely,
He put out a bunch of great stuff, just like little tidbits here and there. So, well, Douglas, Dougie, bookworm? Or
book boy, yeah.
Book boy. Yes. I appreciate your time and always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks for being on the show.
My pleasure and good luck at your next big adventure.
I still can't believe, Megan, that this is your very last day and your last episode that you're recording with us. It's so surreal.
I know, literally like the last hour of work until maybe they kick me off.
What are you feeling right now? Like authentic, like realness, real talk.
Real talk? I mean, I've had like a roller coaster of emotions, you know? Like I've been really weird saying bye to everyone, but it's like bye, but also like I follow you on Instagram. Like, I feel like I feel
like I'll see you later. Yeah. I just won't email you every day.
Yeah,
anymore.
You just won't get me emailing you every day. Exactly. But like, I feel like in this day and age, we'll still be really connected. So I feel thankful of that. And then, you know, on the flip side, I'm excited to start this new adventure. So yeah,
it's a mix of emotions. Well, I do want to share with the audience some of my fondest memories of Megan. And they're, of course, all very incredible, high energy, happy, charismatic moments. So for those that have yet to meet Megan, I hope you do once this pandemic is over and we can see people in person again. But she is not only a ball of energy, a ball of sunshine, who always just lights up the room with your laughter and your incredible personality. And what really carried this entire podcast was that. Like, I still remember, Megan, when we took this over nearly 3 years ago, and there was a lot of learning in the beginning, but we were really excited and energetic for what the journey was going to unfold. And one of our first episodes together was actually after Dreamforce. And so
when we were actually in person, because like, you know, I live in Indianapolis and at that time you were in San Francisco. So I was like, well, let's take advantage of this time. Exactly. Like, we literally only had a couple of hours before I headed to the airport.
And for anyone that's been to Dreamforce, it is an exhausting week, but Megan and I were so determined and so eager to create this podcast and mold it to what it is today. And we went in the studio, we were there for half a day, and we recorded our episode together for the first time in the room. And it's everyone's ideal moment in their career where you're able to own and manage and create something for the first time for other people. And that's always been our intention, right? Which is, we want to share incredible stories to inspire people to be better. And that is really what has carried this entire really podcast series through, is that the intention at the end of the day is to help people be the best versions of themselves. So Megan, you inspire us all to be better, not just marketers, but also human beings. So thank you.
Right back at you, Tina. But I think like maybe that's another lesson learned too, just something to share from our experience with podcasting. I mean, for most people who do a podcast, let's be honest, it's usually their side hustle, like it is for us.
Yeah.
And you have to make it fun. I mean, if this is going to be something that's taking up your evenings and your early mornings, like in Tina's world, it has to be something fun. So we try to make it as fun as possible and understand that people we bring in, they're all humans and they have a personality. It's not just talking about marketing, but getting to know them and understanding, you know, where they're coming from, so we can be more empathetic to them as well. And again, have some fun. But I mean, just thinking back to that first time where we went in person recording this, and I remember going and whiteboarding our vision for the podcast after Heike had passed it on to us. That was fun times. The good news is, though, that the marketing cloud is not going anywhere. So this might be a good segue to Tina to share what's happening next with the podcast.
Yes, the Marketing Cloudcast will continue creating various series throughout the year. And what's exciting is that we will have a new co-host. So the co-host will be announced early next year. We don't want to give the surprise away just yet, but it is someone who is definitely within the Salesforce world. He is seen as a thought leader, evangelist, and has incredible knowledge in the data and ad tech space. So stay tuned to learn more about who our new co-host is. And as always, guys, if you like what you hear, make sure that you subscribe. That way you don't miss any episodes that are dropping weekly. Also, please rate and review us. That is what makes this show possible. Thanks again to Think Ahead Studios for editing this episode, audible.com for the music, and of course, the incredible Megan for her time, dedication, and love to the show. We will miss you.
Yeah, well, I'll miss you so much. Thank you all for listening the past few years. It's been a pleasure hosting you guys, and I'll miss you. Bye.